Ramble.
Good morning, listeners. So great to be back with you. We're plowing through January, having a good time. Some people aren't drinking right now, but they'll be back to it by next month. That's just how it goes this time of year. I've been working out every day, but we'll be out of that pattern by next month.
Keith, you're in dry January right now?
I am.
Yes. Seems like a mistake. It seems like of all the months in all the years to choose, this is the time when you need a drink.
I agree with that.
I just speaking from experience over here.
Tell you what, brother. Yeah. I ain't doing dry January. It's working out just fine.
I'm doing it, Keith. I'm also dry janning. Yeah.
I do feel better, but I think it's a combination of eating a little healthier, working out each day, not drinking at night.
Yeah.
But you know, I still be smoking that weed.
Oh, you're getting stoned still? Because I'm trying not to get
weed
stoned
is dry
as well.
It's not wet. It's not wet at all. Unless I'm not using a bong or anything.
Yeah, I would think that you would have higher energy
levels.
Right? Probably have higher energy levels in the morning.
I'm getting
wake
more
out of
done.
Bed with a fresh step in your.
I was doing bullshit chores yesterday that I would hate doing. I mounted a TV in the garage.
Wow.
So when we're on the treadmill, we can do classes on the TV instead of the.
If you want more chores, come on over, bud.
I've been like able
don't
to
you
do
have
chores.
The
I've been
giant
able to focus.
Treadmill with a giant. Screen?
No,
that's the one that we advertised.
I previously had a treadmill, so I didn't take the treadmills. It's
nice.
Huge. Yeah. But I put our old TV up. That was dope. I reorganized my guest house to be more attuned to the musical vibe I'm in right now. I've just been getting stuff done.
I love that idea.
Yeah, I've been playing my little synthesizers. I've been going... It's very, very fun stuff for me.
I'm listening to this, and this is like you're attacking the year with gusto.
Yeah.
Are you a new year, new me kind of gal, or is this what your plan is?
I didn't think I was.
But I like how it looks on you.
But it feels like I'm a little more new... year new me.
What's the vision?
I don't know.
I'm hearing a lot of micro. What's the macro?
You know, I think at the end of last year I realized that music is a very important thing to me, and I want to be able to spend more time just playing music. Doesn't have to be for any end goal, just spending time in music because I really like it, and I was learning more brass instruments, and now I'm trying to learn like digital music. I think it's cool. I think it's innovative, and I don't know. It's fun. And I don't know anything about it. So it's a whole world of learning and watching tutorials and getting into it. And then, just the health side. I don't know. I feel like I wasn't very healthy. The pandemic has not helped us be healthier people, I think. And I was just trying to make some small changes.
So to come full circle here, that's the goal of Dry January. It's the health benefit, or is it related to weight because you're not drinking your calories? What is it?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know why other people do it. I think I had just been drinking too much. If I'm honest, like I was having like a few cocktails or like stuff every day because we were in this miserable existence of no social life.
Yeah.
And the social life became we would have, a drink with dinner, then we'd continue to drink beyond that. And I just don't think it was super healthy.
Keith, I also was trying to sort of have a healthy start to January, but I did get COVID immediately.
So you failed.
That would derail things.
My dry January was sort of a wet cough.
Ooh.
And,
you should smoke some weed to dry your lungs out.
Well, you probably still weren't drinking alcohol, though. Well,
I was binge drinking, but I probably was. The doctors did advise me against it. No, I was not drinking and I was not smoking weed, but I was deeply sick, and that was fine. Triple Moderna, but this thing's apparently a big deal. I've been reading up on it.
It's tough.
It's a global pandemic.
Miles, you are, we'll get back to fun comedy stuff, but this is, you're my only friend who has experienced Omicron, so let's talk about it for a little bit. So Miles, you're what, a week into this, and it kind of kicked your ass for a little bit, yeah?
Yeah, it kicked my ass. None of my friends got sick, so I actually didn't get it from any friends. My hunch is that I went to a Walmart to get groceries. I'm fully masked, but it was in Colorado. Colorado didn't have a mask mandate.
And that's how you get eliminated from candid competition right there. Walmart strikes again.
Yeah.
Walmart.
Unfortunately, so I was masked and like we got groceries, weren't there for that long, but me and Sarah were the only people to get sick. And I mean, or from the plane, hard to say, but I don't necessarily know where I got it at the point. Sort of a mystery box of COVID.
Well, I'm just happy we caught it. I mean, we did. We've been doing like Monday morning. You roll into the office, about to start a normal work week, but we had tests for everybody, and then it was like, oh nope, Miles, you're positive. Sorry, you have to go.
Get out of here.
But nobody else caught it.
This is our the one like Daddy Zach moment, and then we'll but not to be confused with Daddy Zach. Mm. Is guys, this shit's super contagious, and I know it's we call it more mild, but Miles gonna test like mild ain't fun, and it can still fucking put you down, and it can cause a lot of problems for people. So be safe out there, y'all. Okay, back to comedy.
Cool. All right, everybody, I got COVID and I was gone for a while, and much like when I pitched the podcast.
Don't tell me you did. You had felt a burden to do work, Miles.
Not a burden to do work, but I just was like, I want to come back to the podcast with something really fun. I was like, back to the podcast with something really fun.
No, new year, new me, new podcast.
I cannot discourage this enough, people. Take your sick days. Do not do as Miles does. When you're sick, rest. You don't need to do work, Miles.
Of course.
I get it, though. I mean, he can't come back for a while, though.
Unless it stimulates your brain.
It's probably a couple days where you feel better, and then you're like bored as fuck.
Yeah, and I assure you I didn't work that hard on this, but I do have a great segment. I do have a great segment here. I don't know. Well, first of all, do you guys know what the segment is? I put it on Twitter, but I said not to look at it.
I am aware. So Miles tweeted.
I saw your disclaimer.
Okay, all caps. You followed it.
And then I didn't look at the rest of it.
Good.
you tweeted. What did you tweet, Miles? In all caps.
Okay, so
if you're my boss.
Don't look at this.
Yeah, I said.
And then I was like, oh, haha. And then I realized, oh, he's probably doing a segment. I shouldn't look at this.
That's correct, Ned. So I did do sort of like a stop sign emoji. And which, you know, that if that's not a stop sign enough, then, you know, you gotta pay attention. But I said, if you're my boss, don't look at this. 3! And I said, hey, guys, it's me, Miles. We're doing a segment tomorrow. Definitely didn't turn out to be tomorrow because I got COVID. On the Pipod, where I ask really invasive questions to the Try Guys, what is something deeply personal and appropriate that you would like to know from my bosses? Because I wanted to sort of getting deeper with the Try Guys, getting deep into.
Here's an error, Miles, in your thinking is that I kind of habitually ignore your tweets, but when you specifically tempt me to not look, I'm like, oh, I gotta know. Yeah. So, but I was a good boy and I did not look at the replies.
Okay, good. And I'm glad you didn't, but Ned obviously loves my Twitter, but here, so I had this segment before, and yes,
it's Rainey, a very obviously, popular tweet.
Rainey did a version of this, but I did say to Rainey, I said, I don't want you to have to ask these questions to them because I have sort of a different type of rapport, and I feel like it's more.
We go back. Look, Ned and Pete threw in your wedding. We've been married. Exactly. We had a whole journey together.
Right. So when I ask you something inappropriate, it's kind of cute.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm stoked. I'm
afraid.
My nips are hard.
Oh, and they should be. I mean, yeah, absolutely. It has been chilly. Okay, so this is getting deeper
my
inside.
Nips haven't been hard in a long time. I'm just trying to think of the last time my nipples were hard, and I can't think of a time where they were.
Ned, can you go over and give Keith's nipples a little flick?
I don't want them to.
He doesn't want it.
I don't want artificial hardening.
Oh, you want all that? Well, it's not artificial. If you have contact, that's real.
Well, it's unwanted contact.
It's still valid no matter how you get the hard nip key.
Can you get your nipples hard on command?
Do you consent to me flicking your nips?
I don't. No, I absolutely do not consent to my nipples being
flicked.
Wow,
that was beautiful. This is great. I think that should be go viral on Facebook. Do you give me consent? No? Okay.
No.
And by the way, shame on me for suggesting. Shame on me.
I'm just saying, we should admonish me. I haven't had like a walking into a cold area and like, oh, wow, my nips are hard as rocks right now.
Didn't you go to Chicago?
I did, but I stayed inside.
When you wore the nice jackets.
I hid.
You run warm.
I do run hot.
I'm warm people have soft right nips. That's like a correlation that we don't talk about enough.
What if like
I had some winter soccer games where my, you know, those jerseys they're thin.
Ooh, you get the chafing on the nips, athletes get nipple chafing.
Yeah, there's one jersey I have that I can't wear anymore because the chafing's too bad. Wow. There's a big logo on front.
Miles, sorry to delay further, but did you have any nipple effects from your COVID?
Oh, so my nipples were hard the whole time. And
oh, yeah.
I was sort of thinking, what if we titled this episode Nipple? And that was just like lowercase.
I don't see why not.
Could be good.
I could can't think of a single reason. For the tripod channel. Guys, I have all these ideas I had during COVID.
They're all aces. All right, let's dive into the segment.
Dive into the segment, Keith. Thanks for getting into it. Getting deeper inside the Try Guys is the segment.
That is
gross.
Now, these are going to be deep personal questions that I probably shouldn't be asking, and you guys are just going to sort of wax about them, and we're going to learn a little bit more about each other.
Now, are these questions for anyone to tackle, or are you going to specifically assign?
Well, I will ask everybody, but then I'll sort of really, like, zone in on one. I'll corner somebody. Like, you know, at a party, if you're sort of cornering somebody and asking them a personal question. So I'll ask everybody, but then I'll kind of name somebody specifically I'd like to answer.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So if someone's trying to skirt around,
I will demand an answer.
Bring the hammer on them.
Body language tells me that you two are super stoked for this.
Oh, I just want it to start. I'm tired of beating around the fucking bush. We've introduced
speaking of bush, does the carpet match the drapes, Ned?
No, I don't have red pubes.
You don't?
That's what you're asking.
So are your pubes darker than your beard?
Well, Everyone asked before Ned. Everyone answered before Ned. So everyone...
I think mine are the same.
Want to leave it to me?
Mine are jet black.
Really?
Your beard hair is jet black.
So that's a yes.
I actually don't know. I can't check right now.
I think mine would be like very similar to like the roots of my hair. Just like... Dark brown.
Yeah. And by the way, to be absolutely clear, Rainey is never to participate in any of these questions.
Thank you so much for clarifying. Yeah.
Light brown, I think, for me. Sort of that brownish light blonde. Brown. Not blonde, but you know, like my hair is sort of light brown.
I know, right?
It has some blonde in it.
Speaking of nips.
The belly.
There's no matching here.
It's the same as the belly. If you can see the belly from there.
It's neither blonde nor red.
Is this true for all that your like body hair pattern... Like body hair is all the same, that your chest hair is the same as your pubic hair.
Oh God, I hope so. That would be very unusual.
I think that my chest hair is darker than my head hair, right? Or maybe it's just my head hair is so thin. Okay, so then
it looks the same.
I'm very thrown by this question because I don't know. I'm having like an existential crisis. I can't see without my glasses on. So
your beard feels darker than everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your beard is coming
feels
in
like it's jet dark. Black onyx.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed that visual of a mental image of our pubic hair. What's next, Miles?
Well, no, yeah, that's good. Well, I was just wondering, I think some people do have blonde and then they're brown underneath or red, et cetera.
Maybe.
And
sort of,
yeah.
That'd be cool. Hey, if you have flip-flop in your body hair, sound off in the comments.
Do you guys notice that your nose hairs, follicles, and for boys, your mustache hair follicles are very similar to your eyelashes?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to verify.
You're saying like if you touch your...
Yeah, I'm just saying like when you pluck a nose hair.
Oh, yeah, it looks exactly like an eyelash.
And you lose an eyelash.
I think it's my...
They're very similar thick. The follicleness of the eye, nose, and mustache hair, but probably because they're meant to like keep stuff out of your mouth. And your eyes and your nose are thicker, coarse, harsh, intense.
I think I have like this random red beard, but I don't like my eyebrows aren't reddish.
Red. No,
there's no red.
Yeah.
I got some red in my beard too. It's sort of
you
like
do.
Red and a little bit of blondies going on.
Sure.
It's a little, and you've got that red adjacent, tint. Ned. It's not like
it's not red. It's
red.
Not like sometimes Ed Sheeran red.
No, sometimes I wish. In my mind, I picture you more ginger, and then I see you, and I'm like, nah,
just
he
be
ain't.
A whole, I would have to, like...
You'd be a different man.
Be a complete ginger for that, I think.
Yeah.
Right? People don't usually have like a stark red beard without the red hair.
Yeah, like a pirate.
And no one has stark red pubes without red hair. I would
not. Oh, what a twist.
Wow.
What a twist.
Imagine you're living like 13, 14 years of your life as a brunette kid, and all of a sudden your balls drop and you go through
Chucky
puberty.
Chucky Finster red.
And you're like, holy shit.
Oh, God.
To change the tune up here, up next on Getting Deeper Inside the Try Guys.
So let me just, you wanted Rainey here, but basically participating in the segment.
Rainey, for the most part, we'll do a couple check-ins with Rainey. Just ask some wholesome questions.
I want to hurt you just enough. To be a little maybe uncomfortable with us talking about our pubic hair.
We'll sort of check in with Rainey's favorite foods and kind of
That's cool.
Every couple of questions we'll kind of ask Rainey what her favorite type of sashimi is. But
how do you like your bananas?
What is your favorite type of sashimi?
Yellowtail, obviously.
Whoa.
It's a good one.
With jalapeno. Also, by the way, I'm not uncomfortable. I'm riveted. I want to know more.
Yeah, I figure I'm a catalyst to sort of get the deep knowledge that everybody wants, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, up next coming on, how much money in your checking account right now? And we can bleep it. We can definitely bleep it, but I just am a little curious.
Oh, less today because yesterday I paid taxes.
I'm in a similar boat.
And I had moved a lot. Everyone needs to know I moved a lot of money into my account to pay taxes. Because you have to pay taxes.
That's cool. Yeah.
I don't know what's left. Let's see.
I try and keep it pretty low.
In the checking because you're invested.
It's not working for you if it's in there.
That's really smart. Yeah, you sort of have like a bored ape and sort of like that kind of stuff.
You want a number so that you can bleep it. So I'm going to say that I probably got...
I'll look mine up.
I think Bowie's sitting on my phone right now.
And Rainey, we got to bleep it.
I think I've got about...
Okay, that's
it?
Less than I thought. I thought you...
That's... I mean...
Wow, that's way less than
rent is going to be. That's really...
Yeah, I was going
to
say...
I had to move stuff yesterday to pay taxes.
I still have a surplus in there because I didn't know how much my taxes would be. So I need to move stuff out of there.
I also have in my checking.
Okay, there you go.
I got to... That's.
But let me say on the record, Miles.
I got to make some moves before the end of the month.
Let me say, Miles, that's way lower than it's been in ages, my man.
Well, I remember you answered how much you were worth on the HeadGum podcast. And I was like, yeah, that's more what I was thinking was in there. But I guess it's investments. Anyway, we'll bleep it. For the audience, it's less than you think it's going to be.
Net worth is, we actually had to do a net worth calculator recently for this form that we filled out. And it's like, you basically, for your net worth, it's like, if you got rid of everything, so sell
liquidate
all of your
everything.
Stock, sell your house,
your car,
sell your car, all of your clothes,
your appliances,
your heirloom jewelry, like anything that you can think of, melt it down. What would that number be? And that's how you calculate net worth, but it's quite tedious.
Yeah, I bet.
And it's like, you know, you have a house, that's great, but you also have a mortgage on that house, which is like you owe that money back, so you have to subtract all that.
I maybe didn't do that.
Oh. your net worth is going to be vastly inflated.
Yeah,
then.
I think I maybe calculated that incorrectly then and made myself sound way dope.
Way dope.
Great.
By the way, you guys are doing your taxes on early Jan?
No,
have to pay quarterly taxes.
We're paying the fourth quarter's estimated taxes.
That's fair.
And then whatever you have left to pay, you pay before a tax.
We're business owners.
Yeah, we it's weird how you have to do taxes.
Pain in the ass.
Yeah, I get that.
I have there, but that's because of yesterday I was paying taxes, so I had moved a bunch in. I didn't know how much I had to pay.
Yeah, I want to say I had to pay like the state yesterday.
I thought it was going to be more of the state.
Rainey, every time they say a number, you have to bleep it out.
I gathered up all my charitable donation receipts. I started gathering them.
What do you donate to generally?
Planned Parenthood.
Nice.
Period. Mm-hmm.
Trevor Project.
Is that monthly or yearly?
Equality California, which is like people who work to help laws for LGBTQ people.
Oh, cool.
And Equal Justice Initiative, which is like puts money toward people helping, is mostly to help people who are like wrongly convicted of things like that kind of stuff.
That's right.
And then
that's really
my
cool.
sister-in-law has a nonprofit law firm that helps refugees get citizenship.
Oh, tight.
Oh, nice. Oh my gosh.
All good stuff.
Yeah. Really good.
That's good.
And all these things, I'm like, oh yeah, those should have some money. That sounds, and I can donate some.
I had a very funny, damned if you do moment where, so I was giving monthly to the ACLU, and great organization. I changed over my credit card. I used to be at one bank and I moved it all over to another. And so I canceled it, but something got fucked up and it did not cancel. And I was not checking this bank account, and I'm very irresponsible as a human, just generally speaking. I don't check things. And I had several months of delinquent charges, and it knocked my credit score because was still donating and getting like just an empty account drained. And so my credit score took a huge, huge hit because I was trying to be a good person.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's fair.
Yeah, what can you do?
It wasn't because you were trying to be a good person. It
was because I'm an irresponsible person. Yeah.
Who was trying to be a good person. It's two factors.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, moving on to the next question. We're getting deep inside the Try Guys here. You're given the opportunity to copulate with a merperson. Top half sea creature fish, bottom half human. But what type of sea?
Wait. Top half.
No. So the question is, you get to copulate with a merperson. Do you do top half fish, bottom half human, or bottom half human, top half fish?
I gotta go top half human, man. I don't think I'm fucking a fish.
What's
with an
the fish
ass.
Look like?
Yeah, what kind of fish? There's some ugly fish.
I'd say it's like a tuna, which is like a pretty good looking fish. What about a dolphin?
So strange.
Well, there's a lot of sea creatures, you know, like.
No, it's like Ariel, I feel like.
Well, that's what he's saying. You either want Ariel or you want opposite.
Not a tuna.
No, he's saying opposite.
It would be the face of a tuna.
Well, no, he's it's either the, either the torso. Top
Ariel's tail probably is similar to what a tuna.
No way.
Yeah.
Ariel's a tuna. Pass it on.
A tuna right now and clock its tail.
Ariel's a tuna.
If mermaids were real, do you think that there would be a black market for hunting and eating them?
Yeah.
God.
No. Oh my gosh. Everybody thinks so?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
With a human face and brain?
Oh, that's true. Probably not. I mean, it would be controversial, but people would do it.
I don't
know. Yeah, you're probably right because the tail would be like fish meat.
Mm-hmm. And tails aren't the most delicious part.
But they've got like a whole leg.
So you'd want to eat the face and the arms?
It's like the second half of the body.
A lot of mermaids, their tails are really sort of tail plus much of the fillet, the body.
Yeah,
it's also interesting how it's such a clear, like sharp line where I was in between fish and human. I would imagine more of a gradient.
Yeah, that's not how mythical creatures work.
Yeah,
it's just sort of like hard line genes there.
You think it really should be a gradient?
I'd fuck the fish top, fish on top, lady on bottom.
So you'd have the lady.
That's
ass.
What people want. People need to know.
That's.
How and here, know. Are you Why? Imagining? Why? Just here's the thing, Keith. You got to think about this a little deeper because it's it is legs, butt, and then the top is a fucking fish.
I know, Miles, you're acting like I don't know what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Are you saying shame. That you, I don't mean to kink shame?
Hold on, Miles. Are you saying that you want to have sex with a fish bottom? Because guess what, bro? That's gross.
That's
you're
gross.
Only having sex with one part of the body.
I don't know.
And it's the genital part. And if you want fish genital,
quickly,
that means you're gross.
I think fucking scales would be a nightmare. I think that would like razor shred your dick apart.
I didn't realize that the premise was I had to stick my dick in the fish.
You're
part.
Fucking it. Yeah, you're fucking it.
You're fucking it.
Well, there's a lot of different ways to.
That's
I
true.
Can emotionally get past fucking a fish top, lady bottom, much faster. Than like grating my dick apart.
Yeah.
Well, let's also define sex here because sex is a construct. You
That's
know, it doesn't need to be penetrative.
Yeah. For this, head is off. Head is off the table. Fish. Head is off the table.
I'm thinking traditional missionary intercourse.
Yeah, okay.
Insertion. Yeah. Penetration.
I think I could.
And I'm thinking that I would kiss that little fishy's face.
You know what, Keith? You are brave for saying this,
brave.
And the more I reflect, the more I think you're right.
I think you know. It's,
I think I would still probably go like a hand job from the human part than like
nobody wants
mess
a
with
job.
The fish situation.
Oh, Miles said we're procreating.
Well, no, just head is
can't
off the
procreate
table.
With a handy.
I just figured we might have a connection more than me and a fish would. I don't. That's like a weird like sex toy.
This is gonna be a great TikTok clip. But you yeah. think?
If you could say that part of this scenario is I can somehow communicate with this fish head.
You're in love,
and like, you know,
it's like
share,
one of those romantic
share
comedies.
My thought, and it's like, wow, I can communicate with this fish. Then like.
Ned's not looking to have sex. Maybe. He's looking to make love.
Yeah, I like that.
He needs verbal communication, eye contact.
Think more like a Lifetime movie where the girl speaks French, the guy speaks English. They can't actually speak to one another. They don't know each other's language, but they still fall
it's
in love.
It's a fish.
Ned, just go with me here. And you can't communicate, but there's something there.
Does it change it if the fish is sideways? Does it change it if the fish is... So you're staring at one eye, and the fish.
That's how I've been fishing.
Are fish cold-blooded?
Cold-blooded. Yeah.
So the top half would be warm-blooded, and the bottom half would be cold-blooded.
Oh, I want that warm bottom.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's just another part.
It's interesting also thinking about shape of water, because like, you know, sexy fish man, way hotter than sexy fish bottom.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Nibble on that.
All right, I'm on to the next question. I feel like we've explored enough.
Now, I'll say this. A lot of these questions are about, you know, sex, et cetera, but I'm looking around to find another one that's not. Oh, here's an... Well, this one is also about sex, but somebody said, I did not... So somebody... a lot of people messaged me because they didn't want their things to be public. Yikes. So people said, I did not want the people who follow me to see this, but for the love of God, I just need you to ask the boys if that thang be hanging.
Oh, if our wieners are huge?
Yeah. And I, yeah.
There's so many videos of us in our underwear.
I think you can tell.
You should be able to know at least if we're showers or growers, first of all.
Yeah.
I think most dicks are not that remarkable. They all do the same shit.
Yeah.
It's overrated.
Mm-hmm. Or so the legend goes.
I mean, I've seen all these guys' dicks. I'd say they're very proportional.
Yeah.
To what?
To them. They look good. All the dicks look good on the body.
Really good.
On the body.
On the body. Off the body, it would be tough.
Do those things be hanging?
That implies that my dick on your body would be weird.
I feel like
and vice versa.
Just yeah. On my body.
Yeah, they'd be hanging.
They'd be hanging.
It sounds
Why
like.
Were they embarrassed to ask that question? You got to know who you are and be proud of it. If you want to know if people's dicks are big, you got to put it out in public.
Dang right.
Here's
another question here. Do you take dumps in front of your significant other?
Not I, said the fly.
Really?
I don't even really want Becky to watch me pee.
Really?
I just don't like, why do you want to know? Get out of here. I don't want to watch you pee. I don't want anyone to...
You close the door?
I get that.
I do.
You close the door.
Actually, now it's more because of Grandpa Barry.
Yeah.
The kitten really is interested in the toilet.
That's fair.
And once tried to come in and I was peeing. I was like, get out of here. No! No!
He tried to get into the toilet.
I was like, no!
Yeah. I would say ours is very much about like giving the other person like a little moment to themselves.
Yeah. You know?
Wes barges in sometimes still, but it's, you know, we try and like give each other some privacy, both from us and from the kids.
Yeah.
Very respectful.
It's an escape.
Very respectful. Yeah. I believe
get
that
your wordle in.
The final form of intimacy is bathroom intimacy and being comfortable with dropping a load while the love of your life stares into your eyes.
Wow.
And, yeah, I.
So you want the Sims video, you made it like the two toilets facing each other.
Yeah,
right?
I can't. In fact, it's very hard for me to pinch a loaf without Maggie present.
Hilarious. Oh my God. Hilarious. Hilarious.
Yeah. Are you given
warning? You'll notice I bring Bowie into the office. It's because if I have to poop, at least one loved one is here.
Yeah, at least somebody's
keep me
there.
Company. Yeah.
Bowie has run out from under the stall before and surprised me in the bathroom. That was a real treat. I walk in and Zach's using the bathroom and Bowie just comes out. I'm like, oh, hi, Bowie. Hello.
If you ever need a pal to go to the bathroom, you know, I can Yeah. I can go with you.
Means the world. And by the way, I would love to cross that bridge of intimacy with you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You guys playing Wordle?
You guys play Wordle?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's something you can do in a poop.
Wordle. What is Wordle,
by the way?
I haven't played yet.
Wordle
the
is
newest TikTok
the
trend.
The newest.
No, it's not.
It's my a Twitter
TikTok
trend.
Flopped. Yeah, it's a Twitter trend.
Craze. It's a word game that's sweeping the nation. Nay, the world.
Mm.
It's basically you try and guess a 5-letter words, but you only get 6 guesses.
And you have no hints, no clues.
But it's the same game for everyone every day.
Just guess a word, and then you're told if that letter is in it somewhere, if it's in the right spot, or if it's not in it at all.
Yeah,
there was a board game that we...
style.
That's what it was.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
It's okay. Kind of like, if you ever watch Price is Right, they would guess the price of a car, and they would go, ladies, do I have one number right?
Mm-hmm.
And then two number, and the car would honk if they had it right. But this, instead of that, it just lights up a color and lets you know if you have a letter right or if the letter is right and in the right spot.
Here, you wanna walk through it? All right. So today, this Wordle, I first guessed sheer, S-H-E-A-R.
That's a good first guess.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a great guess.
It's
like
not
that.
My first rodeo. and I got that the R is in it, but in the wrong spot. And all the other letters aren't in it. So then I guessed, okay, where else could an R be? It might be in the second to last, probably in the second one. So I went with broil, B-R-O-I-L. The R was now right letter and right spot.
Mm.
The I, right letter, wrong spot. B-O-L, not in it. So now, what are you going to do with an R and an I? What do you think, Rainey?
I would think, wait, so S, you already guessed S?
Yeah.
My issue with Wordle is I can only think of 4-letter words, but maybe Ringo?
Ringo, right? You're going to put the R first? And the I next to each other.
Do you think Ringo Ringo is a word in the dictionary?
No, and also the R is the second letter.
Oh,
so you could
oh.
go irate.
Okay, yeah.
But I went trick. T-R-I-C-K. We got the K locked in.
Hell yeah.
Wow. T and C not in it. So now it's just blank R-I blank K.
And the answer is?
Drink. I got it right on the
whoa.
First.
Now, is
and
this
a similar
one a
journey for me today, but I started with the word queef and then went down.
Very good first.
And it's just
word.
One a day, and then all your friends talk about it, or you tweet like your little grid of where your guesses were right, where they were wrong.
We only send it to each other on text. I don't put it anywhere publicly.
I wouldn't tweet it publicly. It's unless I did something amazing.
Yeah. I got it in 3 today. That felt pretty good.
That's
pretty
really good. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep getting it in 5 and I feel bad about it.
I get it in 4 every time.
I think, you know, that's fair. Feel a little bad.
I'm kind of amazing.
Oh, 5 is like on the edge. Like, oh. 3 is amazing.
3 is amazing.
4 to 5, I think, is average.
6 2,
is like,
2, you just
you
got lucky.
Yourself.
Yeah. 1, you're the
I've been giving myself ever. A hard first word on purpose to really challenge myself. Because your word, strategically, what did you choose first? It had some of the most common letters in it, right?
S-H-E-A-R.
Yeah, you get the S, you got the E-A, and the R. Like, those are very common letters. So I've been trying to throw myself and... see where I can go from there.
I do smart often.
Yeah.
T-R-S-A.
I do word.
Totally throw away, but
it has turned me and my friends, you guys, as well as the college friend group that we all compare into like kind of obsessive nerds who are arguing all the time. Everyone argues over what the best words is or what the worst word is or what the like decision tree of words, and you have something amazing happen and you're like, whoa, how'd you do that? And someone else is like, oh, that was really hard today. Like there was a word that was query the other day.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh, it's so hard. And then another guy was like, no, it's really easy because it can only be one thing.
Yeah.
If you're stumped, that means it's easy.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, it's true.
You're wrong.
It's true.
Well, getting deeper on the Try Guys, we're going to go move on here. Who's your favorite employee?
Oh. Ooh.
Ooh, well, I can do process of elimination.
Yeah.
Start at the bottom, work your way up.
Yep.
Who really needs to hear it? Who needs that?
Who needs the boost? Yeah.
I'm not answering this question.
That doesn't. Yeah. And by the way, that's fair. I'm just going to bleep it so it sounds like... And then at the end, I'm going to put Isles.
I love all of our employees, but I had some fun interactions right before winter break with MJ because she was the only one here.
Yeah.
And I was also one of the last people here. And we just had some very nice casual banter.
Aww.
And I just like... I enjoyed our casual banter.
MJ's cool.
I like how the office is divided into little squads. Because Will and MJ are together, and then we've got like the social team, you know. That's kind of cute. I feel like we're just like little teams, but sometimes come together.
Yeah. Me and Rainey, Wrecking Ball Crew.
Wrecking Ball Crew.
Me, Jack, and Jonathan have got a little music circle where we'll kind of find ourselves in the kitchen at the same time and go, hey, hey, you listen to anything cool lately? And then we just swap some wrecks. Yeah. That's been fun to carve that little niche out.
Yeah.
Rachel and I are the only people that have kids together. Mm. I mean,
you have kids together.
That.
Wow.
Kids together.
Breaking news.
So we can always talk about kids. Oftentimes we'll have, you know, little kid gets togethers. Mm-hmm. We even took all the kids and our families to San Diego together for a weekend.
Yeah.
A little fun, so fun kid getaway.
Do they get along? Do your kids get along?
Rare for an employee.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Do your kids get along?
Yeah. Pretty well. Yeah. They're a little younger than Wes.
Yeah.
So that isn't.
It doesn't quite line up.
He needs to reel himself in a little bit.
Yeah. He's a free bird. He's a free bird. He can't.
But now he's getting better at that with, you know, having the baby. He has his own little brother now.
Yeah.
Who's not just in someone's arms all day, but often on the floor with him.
On the floor.
He's to learn how to not punch him, not kick him, not push him over.
Wow, lots of great answers. None of them Miles. Okay, awesome. What's next?
And that's fair. I think I'm sort of like I already fill that slot. So it's like, who's the next? Obvious.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's it's like, yeah. Well, if you ask me in November, Miles.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't see you a lot last couple months. You've been gone.
I got married, etc.
Yeah, it's sort of like tough. So yeah. Hard to say.
You don't have time for your real friends anymore.
Exactly. Okay, here we go. Most obscure NRB. Boner.
Oh.
Now, when you say the most obscure NRB, this is a new lingo for me, so I just want to understand.
Yeah.
An NRB, is that a common occurrence? Like, oh, I get NRBs every time I see a ficus?
Yeah.
Or is it, I got an NRB this one time?
Like, I got an NRB getting fro-yo with my dad. Sort of like, huh. NRB. Mm-hmm. NRB alert.
Huh.
It could be like on a long car trip, too.
Well, this is something I imagine no one... Okay. I have an NRB story.
Do you have an NRB right now?
I don't. Nope.
No, there's a reason.
I have this... I have this distinct memory. Maybe this is too personal.
Hey, I'll man, we'll bleep it.
I'll judge by the look on your guys' faces. Cool. When I was a kid, because you said no reason boner and father. So I was trying to think of when have I had a boner around my father?
Oh my God.
I was a kid at a bowling alley, and I remember like I was wearing like basketball shorts. I was very young, and I was just kind of playing with myself. And it was that age where you discover that playing with yourself feels kind of nice.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And I remember my dad swatting my hand and being like, don't do that. and I responded, but it feels good. And he just is like, but you can't. And I think it gave me a lot of boner shame for a little while.
Yeah.
I think you should have boner shame as a child.
Yeah.
I think you should?
I think it's good. Most places you shouldn't have a boner. People don't want it. You don't need it.
Yeah.
You should have a little shame. Shame is helpful sometimes.
You shouldn't have a shame about boners in general, but you also shouldn't be like,
you shouldn't have a boner at the bowling alley.
At the bowling alley.
I mean, think about all the people around me. Yeah.
Was it cosmic bowling?
It was,
Then it's maybe a little.
It was pretty black lights.
It was pretty hot bowling, but we were in the lobby.
The pins look good in that light. The shape.
I remember I was in a math class and I had a boner. I was in sixth grade or something.
Classic.
And the teacher was like, Miles, go to the board, answer the thing.
We've all been there.
A panic sweat. And I think I just flipped it into my waistband, but I think it was probably pretty clear that I had a bone. And I mean, probably people didn't notice because like, look, sixth grade, it's not like it's a big event or anything.
I think at that point, I think in that scenario, the best course of action is to dump your backpack upside down.
Cause chaos.
Oh, gosh. And then now you're on your hands and knees cleaning up for a while.
Yeah, whoa, I agree. That's a great exit strategy.
You should like try, you act, quote unquote, accidentally just dump everything else. Yeah. Make a huge commotion. Yeah. And then immediately you can get on all fours. Now you're lower than everyone's eye line.
Yeah. But what if being on your hands and knees is
hot?
Yeah.
That's good. That's a great point, Ned. I had the weirdest one I had, and maybe I've said this on the podcast, is that I used to voluntarily usher the early service of our church, and there were very few people there. There'd be like 25 people who went to the early service, and we went to that because it just worked better for our schedules. We could go like to Nashville earlier and get lunch and like leave Carthage and go do something. And it was just sort of a given that I would get up and do the take the plate around to people. I just sort of I'd fallen into that role. One day it was like, well, it's time for tithes and offerings. And they all kind of looked at me and I was just like,
not today.
Not today. And they're like, Keith, would you come help? And I was like, I don't know if they caught on, but they're like, okay. And they just grabbed some other person. Like, whew. It was real, real nervous there for a moment. I was like, I can't get up. It's like only old ladies. I cannot get up.
Oh,
I can't walk around this church on this Sunday morning. And I didn't have to, thank goodness.
Mm. Sunday morning, random bonus.
Very nice, Zach.
What else you got?
Okay, if you could kill one person with no consequences, who?
That's a good question.
Is it terrible that so many names come to mind?
A hit list of sorts.
A lot of people hit in list. Power.
But
there's some people like we cannot say without it having consequences.
And I think it's more just like you can say it and we can bleep it, but maybe, I don't know. It's a tough question.
Maybe we should just move on.
I think we all know who we're talking about.
Yeah, we're all talking about the same
person. Mel Gibson.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But then here's the tough thing.
He's going to die soon.
Is that
old.
Some people, if you are to murder them, then they become heroes.
Become a martyr.
Well, there's no consequences.
That's true. That's a consequence.
Well, I assume that has no consequence to me, but there's consequences on the world, the ripple effects of action.
I was taking his word as a genie might.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Which means no consequences at all.
They just disappear with nothing.
Yeah, they're gone.
Lifestyle. It'd be like, what if they never existed?
Erase them from history? That's kind of cool. Yeah.
That feels like it has a lot of consequences.
Yeah, Thanos sure snap, does. Like a butterfly effect type deal. Yeah, Ashton Kutcher.
That's a consequential thing.
Yeah. Hugely consequential.
Yeah.
What's your body count?
Jeb Bush's pandemic response would have been bad.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Sorry, I said, what's your body count?
Is that how many people we've killed?
No, like how many people you've hooked up with?
Oh, we talking penetrative?
Are we talking just emotionally?
It's 2021. I think it's not.
It's 2022, first of all.
It's 2020.
I mean, I don't have an exact number, really. I feel like it's like kind of it's a nebulous thing.
It's more of a pile.
How many lips have you kissed?
It's more lips. I mean, then it's a lot more. Then it's a lot more. I feel like it's like
you guys are both on my body count.
Yeah, we have kissed. We did kiss.
I kissed Ned a bunch the other day.
Yeah, it's a lot.
We filmed a video that featured one very uncomfortable kiss moment between the two of you that Eugene and I did not care for.
It was because we got so comfortable the day before, though.
It was like pass off of a dice. You'll have to see it.
It was kind of your fault.
It was 1,000% my fault. Yeah.
I remember.
You kissed? What happened?
Felt normal.
We were drunk. It was a drunk versus stone video. You guys will see soon. But I...
That was normal. What's wrong with that? I remember, y'all were getting all weird. I'm like,
it's fine.
Chill out, man.
You know why? Because it wasn't a kiss. It was like they were both giving each other mouth to mouth.
Yeah. We were passing a
die.
Yeah.
A die.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Mouths open, teeth clenched. But anyway, I was in acupuncture. And for whatever reason, as I'm supposed to be relaxing, that image comes into my mind. And like, I start laughing, but then
your no reason boner.
There it is.
Uh-huh. There's the reason for it right there.
The needle starts like vibrating in my head. I'm like, no, 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 stop it. So you guys, you popped into my brain.
A little.
The acupuncture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've kissed a lot of people.
Yeah, kissing's cool, especially, you know, when you can't do anything else. It's really cool.
Oh my gosh. In high school.
Whoa. It's really good. I remember making out for the first time and being like, holy shit. That is good. That is so good.
For the first time? Because I feel like my first time I was like, this is kind of gross.
First time's always bad.
It was gross. I mean, I kissed.
But you want more.
My first kiss.
Yeah, you do
was,
want more, but.
My first kiss was in a photo booth in the mall. And then we went and saw Ocean's
That's
13.
Funny. That's
and
awesome.
Wow. She was much more experienced. And we sort of kissed in the photo booth, me for the first time. Then we made out the whole Ocean's 13.
Yeah.
And that was like a really.
That one.
Sort of putting Nas on the fire.
Who was she? What's her, what's a profile?
What's she up to?
I don't know. I think that she went a different, route.
INFJ or
I think that something, ENTJ. I don't know. She went to a different high school. It was a mess.
Are you friends with her on Facebook?
No, I don't even know. I might be.
What's her astrological sign?
This is where
sign?
Rainey brings down the hammer.
Rainey's bringing down
do
the hammer.
Feel like,
let me look her up.
Like
let me see what she's up to.
Are going back to that moment.
And I also want
to
know, just
do you feel
like
you're trying to recapture it.
Yeah, I want to sort of like, and I'm down to look her up. Like, what's her deal? You know, like what's her thing? I doubt that we're still friends on Facebook. Oh my god,
is she like blonde, brunette, red?
She was
hair,
a brunette.
Like, give a little, yeah.
The carp. Nope.
She was.
Oh my god.
Okay. You know what? She teaches yoga.
Well, that's all right. Yeah, that's
my
good.
People.
Yeah. So that's cool. I think she's married too now. That's cool.
Hey, so are you. You both moved on.
We I'm both moved on. All right. This is going to be maybe one of the last questions here. What would be your fursona?
This is a great question.
Furry?
Fursona?
This is a furry.
How do I answer this question?
What kind of animal would you dress up as to have sex with another person dressed up as an animal?
But
what
qualities about me? Not always sex.
But I was just asking. I feel like that's how I answer it. The best motivation.
Yeah, I think that's the best motivation. Okay.
Just wanted to get it clear for the viewers, but also clear for Ned.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be about sex. But it can be.
In this case, it is.
This one is.
For Ned, I see like a wolf.
Sorry, Miles. This is a personal question. And I'm going to take some time to answer it.
Yeah,
I know it.
Your perspective?
I'm going to be the Toys R Us giraffe.
Wow. That makes sense to me. Wow.
That's a strong choice.
A funny look.
Yeah.
It brings people joy. That's what I try to do.
Yeah. Now, here's a great question, Keith. For said persona, I assume you're dressing up in real life?
Yeah.
Okay. So to create the giraffe illusion, are you going to have a giant head on top of your head where your head is peeking through the neck, or are you going to have the illusion underneath?
I'm going to have a giant head and a periscope, so I'm seeing out of the eyes of the giraffe.
Yes, you can see everybody fucking in the club.
Yeah. I want to look over everybody, all the other animals, see the kingdom unite.
Yeah.
You know, the first thing that comes to mind is like a tiger, maybe a jaguar. Maybe I should be a jaguar.
Oh, yeah.
You're in the cat family.
That. Very hot.
Yeah.
Love this.
Yeah.
Meow.
Zach,
how about you?
I see you as a jellyfish or something, Zach.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
I didn't even think about 100%. The ocean.
But doesn't it have to be fur?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I was thinking like a plush jellyfish.
I was thinking I would have like a fish top and a lady bottom so that Keith would finally want me.
Do the carpets match the drapes?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Is it just...
It's hard for me to picture anything other than Jason Derulo and Cats, so that's what I'm going with.
Oh, yeah.
Though, to be real, I'm probably more of a James Corden and Cats.
Yeah.
I don't get the reference.
What about like a Wolverine? I feel like.
Yeah, you're back on wolves. Maybe you would be a wolf, Miles.
I know. Wolf is such an alpha furry that I feel like that makes sense for me. But I think a Wolverine, I like the claws element.
Uh-huh.
Like a big plush claw.
Rainey, what kind of, furry animal would you be?
Maybe rabbit? But that's not really...
That's fun.
I don't know. Like
I'm thinking of,
bunny.
like birds are cool.
Bird?
Like a bird? Bird. Like a peacock. Fucking.
Man,
oh, wow.
Does it have to be fur?
I don't know.
Well, I think you can be a flamingo, and it's sort of like considered...
Okay, well, I definitely want that one.
Yeah, considering canon.
Yeah.
You could also have a periscope.
Every sexual encounter is one-legged.
Periscope is the thing in cartoons they see out of the top of a submarine with.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I definitely want that.
Yeah, it's a set of mirrors.
It's kind of like we're both looking over the crowd because you're the giraffe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, and then our you periscope lock eyes
meet
from across the room. Wow.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. Okay, I have a I have an invasive question.
Please, oh, where do you go?
I want to hear what your last three messages were to your spouses, your partners.
Whoa, great. That's fun.
They're pretty funny. Mine are very like business.
They're business.
Business casual.
All right, the last three that I wrote.
Well, this is tough because I'm on some group threads with her as well. So it's the last three that I sent to her specifically.
Yeah, just her. Yeah.
Okay.
I have the in order from furthest to newest.
Yeah.
Also, contractor is coming Friday morning now, but I should be home for it. Second one, and I'm a hungry boy today. Last one, in terms of her talking about being in the gym, I said, nice, enjoy the gym time.
That's aww, really good.
That's
yeah,
really
business,
good.
Business, funny thing about me,
yeah,
nice thing towards you.
Perfect, that's the really trifecta. Nice.
Last night I said, awesome, oh, that's great. I'm so excited to see. Great idea, I'll get it started. In response to her saying, headed home now, all done. We should make the whole chicken tonight. And then I said, recreating the conversation, how was the pod? And before that, let your minds wander. I said, okay, well, enjoy yourself and no pressure. I can handle things. Just send me fun pics.
Ooh, fun pics. Wow.
Yeah,
fun pics.
She got a haircut yesterday.
All right. Did you get fun pics?
No. Oh, no, she did not send me fun pics.
I'm looking for anything that even could be taken as salacious. And then I.
Yeah. Hilariously, right. Linking back to an earlier conversation, two of mine are about poop.
Wow.
Really nice.
The first one, anyone with a pet will recognize this. It's about our dog's bowel movements. I said, Bowie just pooped, then zoomied, then immediately pooped again, which was yesterday morning. My dog took a shit,
wow,
ripped circles for about 10 seconds, and then took a second shit.
Nice.
It was scary.
That must explain why he's so chill.
Yeah, he's pooped
he's
out.
He's pooped.
This is going to make me sound so much fucking much. I've never called her this before, but I said, what's for lunch, cutie girl?
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that's really cute.
That's cute.
And then she didn't answer. So I said, just heated up leftover poo-poo pad CU. We had pad CU and it was pretty poo-poo.
Mm. Oh, it nice. Wasn't good?
No, it tasted poo-poo.
I eventually took something. Some pics of her. So.
Oh, aww,
hey. She looks so good. I love that haircut. It looks so
I
good.
I love it too. Looks great.
Yeah. Aw, cutie.
That's really
what's
cute.
Up, cutie girl?
What's up, cutie girl?
The only ones I found that could be misinterpreted, which I enjoy, is, yeah, it's stuck. Next text, you have to go through the bedroom. Next text, it is only way now. That was in reference to our side door being completely stuck because of all the water that LA got in form of rain when we were gone. It gave water damage to our door threshold, and now the door is swollen shut.
Yeah.
Cool, right?
Mine are all pretty business. I feel like I don't, what I said, I also don't feel great. This is when I was taking a COVID test. No cost or anything, but I have a huge headache. And then I have one point said, can you pick up sour cream and chives if they have it? But also I can use green onion, which we have if I need to.
You making a baked potato over there?
What was I making? Chives?
Sour cream and chives.
It must be baked
sounds
potato.
Like a baked potato. Or you're making your own chips.
It's chives. Sour cream. What the fuck was I making? I don't even remember. Oh, no. It was not. It was like, was it cake? I don't remember.
That's a gross cake. But I feel like we should each send our significant others something cute.
Because
we have all these business texts. And I think we say something cute.
Hungry boy ate all his carrots.
I feel like so many of my text messages are photos to Maggie of things I want to buy, and I either get the thumbs up or the thumbs down.
Oh, that's fun.
Just like that's t-shirts nice. And shit. Okay, wait, let me try and take a picture of me and Bowie. I don't know if we've acknowledged it, but Bowie's just been sitting on my lap this whole pod.
He's been a good boy.
Snuggly.
He's a good boy.
But we took Birdie's balls off, and he's been fucking crazy because we can't walk him while he's healing aww. From his ball surgery.
Ooh, that's why can't he walk?
Because they'll tear stitches. They tell you not to. You have to like give him sedatives and stuff because they cut into his balls. So if he goes on like long walks, it'll stress the stitches.
All right, I just sent her all the photos I took of her last night and said, "Your haircut looks so cute."
Aww,
lovey eyes.
I'm writing. I hope you're having a good day so far, sweetie. Have fun at H Mart.
That's fun. Can you send me the photo of Ariel so I can say, look how good Ariel looks, cutie?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I just said, love you, exclamation point, exclamation point. Which I send a lot, generally.
And you know what? This is a good moment, a good reminder to either your Siggy Uds or maybe just the friends in your life. Yeah. Choose it. You know what? Here's what I want you to do. Choose a friend that you haven't talked to in a little bit because we've all been apart. Yesterday, I picked up the phone. I did a cold call. Cold called Ashley Perez. And I said, what up, Ashley? Because we hadn't talked in a couple months. And we caught up. It was fun.
Wow.
And of course, she answered the phone and said, is everything okay?
If people call me, I'm very concerned. I get very concerned. I would like just to text several times and organize a time to have a phone chat.
Nice. Oh, okay.
April 2020 was different.
Yeah.
If you just early randomly pandemic, FaceTime people, would be like, what's up? Hey, girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the 1 month of random Facebook. Yeah. They're back in.
Yeah.
It's been, that's new to me and I love it. I was never a FaceTimer at all. And I have some friends like Lauren DIY specifically. She's a big FaceTimer and I've now adopted that. Like where instead of texting, we just FaceTime real quick. Ask a question. It's nice.
Yeah. Mm. I FaceTime Will once a day.
Let's FaceTime Will right now. What's he up to?
Let's FaceTime Will. He's probably working. Well, we should probably... This has been getting deep inside the Try Guys, and I think we got deep.
I don't think you got deep enough. I think there's room left to probe. I'm looking forward to a follow-up. In fact, in the comments of this video, I won't read them, but leave some probing questions. If you want to get deep inside me, I want to see you try.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
I need some advice. I need some goddamn advice right the fuck now from Miles Bonsignore. Oh, I love it when there's a new one.
Wow.
Yeah!
This is alive. Wow.
Oh, wow.
This is great so far. Wow. Sitting in the back porch, looking for a vibe. What you gonna do? Hey, hey. To my left, it's my daddy, Ned. Sitting there with the hot tea and his head in his hands. I say, Ned, what's going on? Do that thing be hanging. Hey,
I was really into that.
What's that mean? What's that mean? Do that thing, me hanging?
Do that thing, be hanging, Keith.
Oh, do that thing, be... I thought,
that's what the person who asked about
I thought you said,
said,
do that thing, me hanging.
No, like, do that thing, be hanging.
I see.
I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that if you had done that for 5 minutes, I would have been along for the ride the entire time. Yeah, I'm a little upset that you stopped it. I was expecting verses for all of us.
Yeah.
Did you record that guitar?
No.
That you playing guitar, bro?
All my music for everything is from YouTube Audio Library. It's just like royalty-free tracks that YouTube releases.
Very nice.
Okay. Well, what's up, Miles Nation? Happy 2022. Have you ever wanted to have an eco-garden? With absolutely none of the fucking work.
Yeah, this sounds okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted your thumb to be pulled out of your ass and turned green?
Okay.
Crops are how we're going to do it, bitch. That's how we get global cooling.
Oh, I want global cooling.
Dang right, Rainy. What I'm asking you to do is get a little onion and put that shit in a jar.
Okay.
I've been sniffing and snipping my onions for weeks. I bought a green onion from the store and I put it in a mason jar with a little bit of water. And
we
when I need some.
Talked about this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let him go. Yeah. He's doing it.
Have I already done this one?
Yeah, essentially. No, maybe it wasn't a green onion, but keep going. Yeah.
I've already done this, huh?
It was something. It was definitely propagating your vegetables. I believe is something you've covered.
Maybe you're gonna go somewhere else.
I don't know if it was
going to be a different direction. I'm open to it.
You also didn't really give us like the preamble that you normally do.
What do you mean I didn't give the preamble? What was the preamble?
You normally do a misdirection.
I think the song "Do That Thing You Hangin'" was about a green onion.
Yeah, well,
oh, see, I didn't get that. No, the theme song is separate from the normally he does.
You started with eco-conscious, which is pretty direct.
Yeah, eco-conscious. And then
I'm not saying I'm disappointed. I'm just surprised.
Let me try to save it.
Yeah, I mean, we stopped you, and that's on us. So maybe
you're green onion, and when you're cooking it up, put it in a little bit of nachos and watch Encanto.
Okay.
You put green onions on your nachos.
And watch Encanto.
And watch Encanto.
Put a little snack in your little tush and get it in a box. And what you're going to do is going to have nachos and you're going to watch Encanto.
Because I did like Encanto, but I didn't like the first act.
Well, the best part is those two songs.
The songs at the first half of the movie are not good. And
the rock song where it's like she's like, drip, drip, drip. That one's good.
The third act got me.
Yeah, the third act was good.
I thought it was great. I watched it with Wes, which is exciting.
Oh.
Biggest thing for me was it was rated PG, so I was a little nervous.
Oh.
Is this going to be okay for Wes? Mm-hmm. And I think it totally was. The scariest parts are there's a couple of, you know, moments with menacing men with swords on horsebacks.
Mm-hmm.
But like, honestly, that was a perk for Wes.
Yeah.
The kid loves swords.
Yeah.
But it's a fun, it's pretty fun though. And I watched it when my viral load was peaking.
You were like kind of
hallucinating. So you felt the worst?
Well, I watched it when I was pretty deep down in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was good though, overall.
Yeah.
I recommend the movie.
So you're triple modern and you felt really shitty.
I know. It's hard to talk about because I don't. Everyone should absolutely get vaccinated. So I'm sure it would have been way fucking worse if I had not been vaccinated, but I am triple Moderna and it still sucked. So wear your mask everywhere. Be careful, everyone.
And get that booster. Get the three. Don't just stop at two.
Yeah, get the boosty.
When can I get my second boosty?
I'd take it whenever. I'll shoot myself with as many freaking juices as they want me to.
That's the thing, and I know we don't want to talk about it right now, but like, mild is a scientific term. Mild means you're not going to die, but we don't want mild. And also, there are a lot of people with pre-existing disabilities, and the risk of long COVID still out there, and a lot of people, they can't handle that. Like, what you went through for a week, there are a lot of people that's not good for, and there are a lot of people where, like, you know, I'll speak for myself. I already have brain fog. I already got chronic pain. I can't handle another thing on top of that. So it's fucking scary right now. And please be safe and take care of yourself because our public infrastructures are not doing a good enough job. So unfortunately, we're all in it on our own and just try and do your best. I know it's fucking scary.
Well, we're right back where we started.
We're all in this together.
Wildcats sing along.
Well, anything more, it'll be copyright infringement.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
It's been great to be back. We're going to be back same time next week, as always. We're going to cover some new things. Let us know what your favorite part of today's episode was. Tweet at us. Share the vid, tell your friends about us, and have a happy rest of your week. Have a good weekend. Don't do anything too dangerous.
Love you.
Love you so much.
Keith, here's with the Adventure Trapout theme song.
Do that thing, be hanging. Do that thing, be hanging. Ask your friends and ask your loved ones. Do that thing, be hanging. It's the tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.